I want to talk about the amazing series Breaking Bad. I have just completed a rewatch of the show from Netflix. I had watched it originally when it came out, and I thought it was a really great show. It has a bunch of A-listers, including Bryan Cranston, who plays the part of Walter White, Anna Gunn, who plays the part of Skyler White, his wife, Aaron Paul, who plays the part of Jesse Pinkman, RJ Mitty, who plays the part of Walter White Jr., and he has cerebral palsy, I think, in real life. Dean Norris, who plays the part of Hank Schrader, Walter White's brother-in-law. Bob Odenkirk, who plays the part of Saul Goodman. I could go on and on. There's a few more notables. Jonathan Banks, who plays the part of Mike Ehrmantraut. Giancarlo Esposito, who plays the part of Gus Fring. These are the main players in the show, and I wanted to kind of talk about kind of the first two seasons, what impressed me most about the show. Of course, you have to start with the writing. It was so well written, and it was so well directed and acted. It was just amazing. But then all at the same time, I don't know how much you can impart into the writing. The way the parts were acted out, it felt real, and in some sense there was like this comedy thing that was... I don't know if it was a non-intentional comedy, but the interaction between Walter White having first met up with Jesse Pinkman, the way they would always get in fights, it was very funny. The two of them together were hilarious, almost like brothers. So, of course, if you don't know the story of Breaking Bad, I don't know anyone who wouldn't know the story, but essentially you have Walter White who gets diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. He's basically told he's going to die. He just about to hit 50 years old when the show was starting. He decided he wanted to have a nest egg for his family if he was to pass away, so he decided to cook methamphetamine and tried to get into that business. How it really got started was when he did a ride along with his brother-in-law Hank. They busted someone like at a meth house, and then there goes Pinkman jumping out the window. I think that's what sparked the whole idea for him. And then he goes and seeks out Pinkman. They get together and then go on this journey. The thing about Breaking Bad is that with every episode, there was always something new. Although it was one of the first shows that when you watched it at the beginning, it was sort of a flash forward, and then they flashed back into what was really happening. You never really knew what was going on at the very beginning of Breaking Bad. You're always getting some like future thing that's happening, and you're wondering how in the world are they going to get there from where they are now. Usually they answered it in that same episode, but sometimes it wasn't for an episode or two later. The other thing that's brilliant about the show is it always was introducing new actors into the fray, such as Gus Fring or Giancarlo Esposito, Mike Ehrmantraut. You're always bringing these characters that are adding things. Bob Odenkirk, who plays the part of Saul Goodman, who is Jesse's and Walt's attorney later on in the show. Now, I'm going to kind of go advance here to season 4. A lot happened in this first 3 seasons, and I just want to take this sort of review as an overview of the show. I think there's a very strong argument to be made that the very last episode of season 4 should have been the end of the series because it buttoned everything up. I think the writers may have written it this way where they'd buttoned everything up. All the stories sort of had a closure. If you didn't see another single episode, you'd be like, well, that was a pretty darn good show up until that point. And so I think perhaps they fell into this where they weren't sure if there was going to be a season 5. So they decided they had better close up all the loose ends and everything. They certainly did that by the end of season 4. And had the show ended there, I think I still would have been thinking this was a great show and it was a very interesting story. And that's probably where I feel like the story had it ended there. I think I liked it better than where it ended after the end of season 5. Fast forwarding to the next season, season 5, which was split into 2 8 episode stories. So you had the first half, then you had mid-season finale, and then you had the second half. By this time, they had to split Jesse and Walt, where they sort of hated each other. They made Walter White, quote unquote, break bad even more than he already had. They made him more evil than he realistically should, or it's sort of hard to separate, to really believe that Walter White would have turned as bad as he did in the season five. There's a lot of things that happened, but I just can't see. I have a hard time believing that he would have done the things that he did. And I think that he would not have tried to arrange the killing of Jesse Pinkman. And some of the stuff that they did were just short of ridiculous, including the finale where he rigged up some gun that machine gun in the trunk of his car and that was shooting everyone. I thought that was just utterly ridiculous. And then the way the show ended was with Walter White dying from one of the wounds of his own contraption is what killed him. Of course, the killing of Hank. There was a lot of little things like that. They killed off Hank. It was cold-blooded the way they did it, and it should not have ended like that. Like I said, the show was better off had it ended with season four. I strongly believe that. Then you have Jesse, who was just a mess by the end of season five, a complete mess. And then his story is yet to be told. But there is a film that came after Breaking Bad called El Camino, which I have not watched yet, which I intend to see, that sort of continues the story of Jesse Pinkman. And we'll see how that goes. There were some things. They introduced the Todd character, played by Jesse Plemons. And he's a very good actor. I know him from Fargo. I think I've seen him in a few other things. But they made him so cold-blooded that he kills like a 10-year-old boy in the film. It was just shocking to see someone that evil and cold-blooded. Then he goes and he cold-bloodedly kills Jesse Pinkman's girlfriend, which was uncalled for, which was unbelievable. But what it did was it built the impetus to the finale where Jesse Pinkman, he gets even with him. I mean, not even, but makes him pay for that crime. Overall, I really enjoy Breaking Bad. There was so many things and such great lines in it. It was such a roller coaster ride. It was definitely a 5-star series, and it was one of my favorite shows on television for the duration that it was on. Everything was elevated. The writing, the directing, the acting was just all top notch, with some minor exceptions in the plot points and things like that that I've just spoke of. Anyway, Breaking Bad, amazing show, highly recommended.